Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said the city will use a two-phase selection process to winnow the field of would-be developers for what would be the largest single construction project in the city's history, a project with the potential to transform Springfield for decades.
And it is with great excitement that we kick off this casino selection process.
The first phase of the process, which is to commence next week, will focus on the financial stability and experience of the casino operators. Companies that pass the initial screening will have the opportunity, starting in October, to submit detailed site-specific plans for their projects. They'll be expected to explain how their projects would help Springfield achieve specific goals for jobs and additional economic development. There would also be negotiations over how much revenue the city could derive from the casino operations.
I have instructed our city departments and our consultants to conduct an open, fair, and robust competitive process that will allow us to choose the project or projects that are best to meet the city's selection criteria.
Mayor Sarno announced the selection process Monday after he held private meetings separately with representatives from each of four national gaming companies that are pursuing projects in Springfield. In a reversal from earlier statements, Sarno said he would be willing to negotiate a host community agreement with more than one casino operator.
And we want to be concise, transparent, upfront, so when that referendum, that ballot question goes forth, people know exactly what they're voting on.
Under the selection process outlined by city officials and a hired casino consultant, the binding voter referendum would take place in about 8 months. Before a casino operator can apply for a license from the state, a voter-approved host community agreement must be in place. Although it's possible more than one casino project could be put before Springfield voters, the city's chief development officer, Kevin Kennedy, believes it's likely that one will stand above the rest when the selection process is finished.
Now, as we go down this road of negotiation, we will keep as many proposals, viable proposals, alive as possible. But we still believe that in the final analysis, when we get to the ballot, it's probably the best situation to put one on the ballot.
Paula Mira, the retired police chief who chairs the Springfield City Council's Casino Site Committee, said all proposed casino projects should get a public review.
I'm concerned. I don't think that we want to see a developer excluded without there being due and just reason.
Kathleen Brown, president of the East Springfield Neighborhood Council, said it's important for people to know how a casino development would impact their neighborhoods.
And just make sure that we really have that transparency that the citizens of Springfield deserve.
Ameristar is proposing a casino in East Springfield on property the company bought earlier this year. MGM Resorts International unveiled plans last week for an entertainment complex featuring a casino in the south end of downtown Springfield. An official with Penn National Gaming confirmed Monday the company will propose a casino project in the north end of downtown. Hard Rock International is looking at an unspecified location, also reportedly in the downtown area. Outside of Springfield, Mohegan Sun has cultivated a casino project in Palmer for several years. State law allows just one casino license in the West region. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.